So here I am in my API, and if I take any of the methods, for example this one, and click on method request, as you can see, I can edit it and look at the authorization section. So this is where you can define if you want to use IAM to authorize the request coming into the API gateway. So that means that you can start using IAM policies to control access to your APIs. So that's one way of doing it. The other way of doing it is to look at resource policies. So this is where you can define a policy to control access to your API as a whole. And in the policy, you can use a template. For example, here is the AWS account allow list to allow other accounts or other users or other roles within your other accounts to invoke our API. And so this allows for cross-account access into our API gateway. You can have an IP range deny list to allow or deny specific IPs into your API. And finally, a source VPC allow list to have a private API gateway. And then this API is going to be accessible only from within a VPC. So these are resource policy examples, and you have more examples right here you can click on. Finally, let's talk about authorizers. So if you're not using IAM as an authorizer, you can instead create an authorizer. And it could be of two types. It can be the Lambda type, which gives you the most amount of control into how you want your authorizer to work. So you have to provide a Lambda function, a role possibly, then event payload, and then you have to say whether or not you want the result of your Lambda function to be cached. And that is definitely something that you may want. Or more simply, you can use a Cognito user pool and say that the Cognito pool is going to authenticate request to your API and you specify which one, and then users will have access to your API. So lots of different ways to do it, but at least we've seen all the security options for your API gateway. So I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.